Looking forward to Friday, Louisville, Miami getting together for a big college football matchup. And we are joined once again by Alexis Cubitt, who previewed Louisville football earlier this year with Trevor. And she is from the Louisville Courier-Journal. Alexis, how are we doing today?
I'm good, Derek. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks a lot for taking the time to chat. Obviously, you know, solid season to this point. I know maybe Louisville fans smarting a little bit from the loss and then the bye week and now getting ready for a big one on Friday. I guess take me through just your overall thoughts, takeaways on the season to this point and how things have been going there for the Cardinals.
Yeah, you know, it's been an interesting season because although they are 4-1, there's been a lot of just really unnerving offensive things that have popped up this season. The O-line is not as strong or as good as it could be. You know, they've sustained some unpredicted injuries to the running back room, which has caused them to put more pressure on the passing game. And I don't know that Miller Moss has necessarily handled that moment very well. But I will say, for as much criticism as their defense got last year, they're much improved. I would say right now they're the strength of this team with just the way that they've been playing so far. So from that aspect, you know, things are going well, and that should give them some confidence. But, yeah, it's been a very interesting season, a little unpredictable with some of the offensive stuff. But, you know, overall not too bad.
Yeah. You mentioned Miller Moss. Obviously, everybody looks to the quarterback. Just looking at the numbers, look okay. I guess they haven't necessarily played the most difficult of slate, but what are your thoughts on how he has performed?
It's very hit or miss. It's almost a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde shows up at different points during the game. Because they'll have, you know, these insane throws, these really good throws and decision-making moments. But then he's thrown a pick six in each of the past three games, which is obviously not good. The offense as a whole gave up 14 defensive points to Virginia with a pick six and then a scoop and score. One of those Isaac fumbled on 4th-and-1. But, you know, it's been interesting with Miller. Actually, just was talking to my coworker today for his podcast. I think part of the thing is it's taken Miller a little longer, I think, than some fans would like to adjust to this system. And then, you know, part of the reason why he came to Louisville is because there wouldn't be so much pressure put on him because of the run game. You know, with Isaac Brown and Duke Watson and Keywon Brown, you know, even some younger running backs that just came in this year. But the problem is, as I mentioned, nobody foresaw that they would be injured. So, you know, they don't have as much of a run game right now while they're just trying to get those guys healthy, which is putting, you know, that pressure on Miller. And, you know, it's not fair to say everything is totally on him because, yes, he's, you know, had some questionable decision-making moments. But this O-line has not offered a ton of protection for him. If you look at the numbers, he has, you know, 2.6-something seconds to throw on drop-back passes, which is, you know, 13th in the ACC, 5th worst in the ACC. So, you know, there are other quarterbacks who are getting more time to throw than he does. But at the same time, you know, there were moments where he had some time. He just, you know, couldn't find the open receiver, or, you know, was stuck on his first read or different things like that. So, yeah, it's definitely been, you know, I think when you bring in an older guy, you expect some things to kind of be innate or to already be learned. But I think there's still a bit of a learning curve with him that I don't know that anybody really expected that to be the case.
Yeah. Well, one thing that has not changed is Chris Bell continues to do his thing. And, you know, him being one of the top, you know, draft prospects as a receiver for this upcoming draft, what has he done to only, you know, make that even a bigger sure thing for him?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is Chris has really embraced the moment. You know, he's been a reserve player his whole career. Started last year, I think it was, but still wasn't really the guy. You know, for the past 2 years, it's been a transfer guy, whether it was Jamari Thrash, who's now with the Browns, or, you know, Ja'Cory Brooks last year. Chris has always kind of played a backup role. And so I think this year you said, okay, you know, the spotlight's on him. They talked about the relationship that, you know, he and Miller built. What is this really going to look like? And, you know, he got off to a slow start. It was Colin Lacey at first where you saw him kind of be the guy, especially with Colin playing receiver and then also doing special teams. But I think particularly, against in the past two games, Chris has really risen to the occasion. I think he's really embraced being the go-to receiver. I mean, he's huge. You wouldn't know because he has this like little baby face, but when you zoom out to the whole body, I mean, he's solid, very physical. You don't see a ton of physical receivers, but he does not mind getting tackled. And it is not easy to bring him down, I'm sure, just from, looking at it. But yeah, that's what I would say. It's just I think he wants to be that guy. He knows, the NFL is knocking and he wants to put that good tape together. And I mean, having back to back, 100, almost 200 yard receiving games certainly will put some people on notice.
Alexis Cubitt again, Courier Journal, talking Louisville and Miami coming up Friday in Coral Gables. And so, Alexis, when you look at this matchup and kind of what we've talked about already, you of course mentioned the defense has been much improved as well. What are the things that needs to happen for Louisville to have a chance against this number two rated Miami team?
Man, they got to get that O line together. I mean, Miami's defensive front is probably the toughest they're going to see this season. We talked to Brian Brown, offensive coordinator, and he said it almost reminds you a little bit of what Louisville faced against Florida State in that 2023 national champ, or sorry, ooh, not national, ACC championship game. And you see what a lot of those guys went off to do in the NFL. But at the same time, the thing that Brian also mentioned, these aren't guys that they haven't seen before. These are guys who have been on the team as far as Miami's defense that have just gotten better. Versus Louisville, you have Chris Bell, Nate Kariski. I think as far as like more prominent returners from the past two games that they played against Miami, obviously Isaac and Duke were here last year, but they were just freshmen, so they weren't there the year before. But Louisville doesn't have a ton of that development, maybe as Miami does in terms of those returners for the past couple of years. So I think that's going to be big. And so then you look at, defense. Obviously Carson Beck is playing really well right now. That's going to be an interesting challenge for Louisville's defense. But that I think that's probably the side where I think it'll be most competitive because I think you have good on good there. Still just some stuff with Louisville's offense that I just don't trust right now. So I would say that the premier side would be Miami's offense against Louisville's defense. Because I will say this too, even though Carson Beck gets a lot of attention, I do think Miami has a good run game as well.
And Reuben Bain against the offensive line of Louisville. That's a little scary there, as you alluded
Right.
to. Looking forward, though, you got Boston College, Cal, Clemson, all home games left in the ACC. And then, of course, on the road, along with Miami, you got Virginia Tech, SMU, and then, of course, Louisville, Kentucky to finish it all out. What, in your eyes, Alexis, is a reasonable expectation? What is Louisville, what is their expectation when it comes down to it?
Yeah, well, if you would ask me at the beginning of the year, I'm like, this is a 10 win season. You lose to Clemson and Miami and you call it good. But now, you kind of wonder about the Clemson game because they've, made an example out of North Carolina that they are going to be okay. Cal is not, just going to be an easy win with what their quarterback has played in moments. You still figure they beat Virginia Tech, Boston College. So I do think they'll be bowl eligible, but I think getting to, nine games against this remaining schedule, finding five more wins, I don't know if we can definitively say that's going to be possible. You figure they should beat Kentucky. SMU is kind of a mixed bag there. They do get Clemson at home, so that's decent. But yeah, I could easily see probably, including Miami, two to three losses here if Louisville's not careful. Two to
Alexis,
three more losses.
right.
Sorry.
Yeah, nope, no worries. Alexis Cubitt again, Courier Journal, Louisville and Miami coming up Friday there at Miami. Alexis, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it. Enjoy the week leading up to this. Enjoy the game on Friday, all right?
Absolutely, thank you.